If someone walked into a restaurant and said, "Shoot me a Waco," no one would probably know what they meant. They'd actually be asking for a drink. Most of us know very well, though. His story is this edition of The American Countryside.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
It's a story that begins in 1885 in Waco, Texas.
A man by the name of Charles Alderton worked at Morrison's Corner Drugstore. It's still there today, but it was invented there on the fountain. He mixed a drink that many called a Waco back then. They would go into this shop and say, "Shoot me a Waco." He'd give you a glass of the drink. You drink it and give the glass back.
Kenny Horton says that drink called a Waco came to be called Dr. Pepper.
It wasn't put into a bottle until in 1891 when Mr. Sam Houston Prim bought the original bottling rights to Dr. Pepper and brought it to Dublin, Texas. And so we're the birthplace of bottled Dr. Pepper.
People wonder, why did Mr. Prim come to Dublin, a small town about 2 hours southwest of Dallas?
Why not go to a big city where you could generate more revenue? Well, believe it or not, back at that time, Dublin, Texas was one of the fastest growing cities in Texas.
Prim's business idea was something we take for granted today.
Most people, if they wanted a soda, they would have to go to their corner drugstore and pick up a soda and drink it there and not be able to take it home. But he envisioned people drinking a cold soda out of a bottle at home.
So the first bottling of that Dr. Pepper began right here, where soda is still bottled today.
They worked out of a single room, which is actually our soda shop now. This was not a mass production type of deal. It was a few guys working together, one mixing the formula upstairs and the other two working on filling and corking. They used a pin and a cork to seal the old Hutchinson bottles in the 1890s. And they were doing probably one, two, maybe three bottles per minute.
More next time as we travel the countryside. In Dublin, Texas, I'm Andrew McCrae.